This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Right now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about navigating parenthood.
Andrew Patry is like most parents. The Eau Claire author loves his child. He strives to support her, help her succeed, and help her stay safe. But accomplishing these goals can be awkward. Parenthood often means entering uncharted territory. Patry explores this in his book, Clumsy Love. He reads us an excerpt from that memoir.
Follow your path. Quite a view today, I say to the top of my daughter Simone's head, her face pushed into the crumple of sweatshirt on the picnic table. Her response is lost in a muffle of cotton. We are at the University of Wisconsin. The terrace is bustling with students and other people out enjoying the afternoon, the sky nearly cloudless and blue. We are lucky to have found a table so near the water of Lake Mendota. A rowing group glides by, a man with a megaphone perched like a gull at the stern. Closer, two bulldogs lay between the legs of their owners. The woman checks to see that the green leash is securely fastened to the back of her chair and looks our way, her eyes seeming to linger on Simone. My wife, Adrienne, motions with her head. Maybe we should go. I set down my cider and look to our daughter, still bowed over the table. The afternoon sun warms the nape of her neck between her parted hair. Sure, I nod. We walk parallel to the water, Adrienne and I several paces ahead, while Simone lags behind. Nearby, ducks swim. I look back and catch Simone with arms raised, nose sniffing her armpits. I avert my eyes and look ahead instead, to spare us both embarrassment. She's nervous about tomorrow, I say. Totally nervous, Adrienne agrees. Me too. This is new for all of us. 2 years ago, our child informed us that she was our daughter, not our son. It has been a year since her name legally changed from the masculine to its feminine counterpart. Now, May 2018, Simone is 11, one summer away from middle school, and adamant she not go through male puberty. The following morning, we pile into the car and drive from the hotel to the pediatric and transgender health clinic. We park, stretch our legs, and head toward the lobby to check in. The receptionist sends us up a small set of marble stairs to the waiting room. We pull open the glass door and take a seat. Simone approaches the large aquarium in the center of the room, bending closer to watch the fish that fan out as if to make space for her. Simone's name is called, and we follow a woman in blue scrubs to the doctor's office, find three chairs along the wall, and sit. Soon, there is a knock, and a cheerful voice behind the door says, "Hello, you must be Simone." Our daughter nods. The doctor enters. She has a cherubic face framed by close-cropped red hair and is wearing a petite white lab coat. No doubt, a reassuring presence to scores of children. However, when she asks Simone the purpose of this visit, Simone is diffident, leaning toward Adrienne's ear and whispering for her to explain. Adrienne says, "We wanted to go over puberty blockers. Simone is going to be 12 in a few months, and she's really worried the process has already begun." The doctor focuses on Simone. "Well, the good news is, puberty doesn't happen all at once." "I don't want any of it," Simone says.
Author Andrew Patry of Eau Claire brought us that story, Follow Your Path. It's an excerpt from his memoir, Clumsy Love, A Father's Journey Parenting His Transgender Daughter. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.